We're going to completely change the topic here and talk about Somali pirates. All year they've been stepping up their attacks, and this week they seized the largest take anyone can recall. They hijacked a Saudi Arabian oil supertanker, and it stunned experts for its brazen and bold take hundreds of miles off the Horn of Africa, kidnapping the 25-member crew and taking control of $100 million of crude oil. Joining us now for more is Lieutenant Nathan Christensen with the U.S. Navy, and he joins us from Bahrain. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me today.
Clearly a sign of growing ambition. Who are these pirates? Is it a mafia-like ring?
Well, you know, we believe them to be pirates from Somalia who have captured over 80 vessels this year. Now, I will tell you that what's really concerning about this is not only is it the largest vessel that has been attacked, over 300,000 metric tons, and to put this in some perspective for you, it's almost three times the tonnage size of a U.S. naval aircraft carrier, so an extremely large vessel. But it also occurred more than 450 miles off the coast of Mombasa, Kenya, the furthest out to sea we've seen any attack. Recently, the furthest out we've seen is about 200 miles. So this really represents a fundamental shift in the pirates' ability to be able to attack vessels at sea.
And this seems to have been a growing trend this year, bolder attacks, and it seems to be working. They seize these ships, they demand ransoms, and they get paid. What are they doing with the money?
Well, you know, that's a great question. That's typically what we have seen. They've continued to attack vessels, continue to get ransom payments, and then from there they'll go on and attack the next vessels. Now, I will tell you that while the amount of attacks may look like they're up, since the U.S. Navy and the coalition's involvement here, since August, heavily into this, I can tell you that the amount of attacks have actually decreased by about 20%. So the effort that we're having here in the short term is bearing some fruit.
And what kind of effort is it? Is it an international effort, since you're talking about tankers and ships that come from all over the world and involve crews that are multinational?
It really is. You know, I mean, piracy is a problem that starts ashore, and it's an international problem that really requires an international solution. And as a result, we've kind of taken the lead here, and we've worked with the IMO and the IMB to
kind of. You want to tell us what those are, IMO and IMB?
Yes, ma'am. The International Maritime Organization and the International Maritime Bureau, based out of London and then Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. So essentially what we've done is we've started working with these organizations and countries' navies from throughout the world. And we've established what we call a maritime security patrol area, where we know the highest amount of attacks to be occurring in the Gulf of Aden specifically. And we've recommended a recommended traffic corridor to help these ships transit through the area. And so what we'll do is we have concentrated ships, you know, to deter acts of piracy in between Somalia and Yemen and the Gulf of Aden. We've also been working with shipping companies really to recommend that they take self-protection measures themselves. And this can include embarking security teams, as well as taking evasive maneuvering when they feel threatened or are under attack.
Lieutenant Nathan Christensen, we really appreciate your time this morning, or I should say your afternoon time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Lieutenant Nathan Christensen, Deputy Spokesman for the U.S. Navy based in Bahrain.